Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com or jimblasingame.com or smallbusinessadvocate.com. Either one of those will get you to a little bit of small business heaven where you can find out more about our Brain Trust members. You can find out, you can read the articles, hundreds, actually over 1,000 articles. You've got over 3,000 archives of past shows. You can listen to the show three different formats on the internet if you want to do that. So check that out when you get a chance. If you're listening on the radio and you want to go back later and hear something again, you can find it on our site. So we do that every day. So check it out at jbsba.com. You'll also find our good friend Tom Asacker well represented on our website. Tom is a writer, a brand strategist. He's a public speaker extraordinaire. He's one of those guys that swims against the current. He's one of those contrarians that makes us look at things in ways that open our eyes. He helps organizations become economically driven. Instead of being economically driven, he helps them become emotionally driven. And he's our good friend, Tom Asacker. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
Today's Tom's birthday, folks. Happy birthday. You'll be glad to know I'm not going to sing to you, Tom.
Well, thanks.
Tom's the author, folks, of the series of books, Sandbox Wisdom, including that one, and then the Four Sides of Sandbox Wisdom. And Tom, you got a new book out, don't you?
It just came out this week, Jim.
And you're launching it on this show, aren't you?
Well, that's what you told me to do. So
that's,
you know,
that's
I
exactly
listen.
Right. You always do what I say. And tell us the title.
It's called A Clear Eye for Branding. Straight talk on today's most powerful business concept.
One of the things that I said to the audience just before you got here, Tom, was that branding is one of the most important concepts that small business owners need to get their hand around more today than ever before. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I would also add branding as a strategic process and not some type of cosmetic
right.
process.
Right. Like a brand promise that just sounds good.
Well, exactly right. Or some tagline or a little jingle.
Right.
You know, those days are gone. Customers mm-hmm. are too smart for that.
Well, they are. And I'll tell you something else. Not only are consumers too smart for that, but small business customers are absolutely too smart for that, aren't they?
Oh, on the
B2B wow. side.
You know, it's B2B, B2C. I mean, I've been saying for a while that the world of business, and again, the world of business, whether it's business to business, business to consumer, consumer to consumer, it's still people. It's all people. And it's really, I mean, things are changing at a pill-popping rate. We are in a state of crisis. And I don't say this to try to scare people, you know. But we are in a state of crisis.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we're exhibiting change on all fronts right now in the economy. Change that we've never really seen before in this country. A bunch of different things. One is just the amount of choice right now mm-hmm. is accelerating so much. There's somewhere in the range of 30 to 50,000 different items in a typical grocery store. They add 20,000 new brands every year mm-hmm. to the shelves. It is really ridiculous, the amount of choice. There are 20 varieties of Eggo waffles. I mean, who needs 20 varieties of Eggo waffles?
Yeah.
But that's what the big companies are doing. They're saying, look, we need to just keep appealing to this curiosity and of people and the need for choice, so they keep throwing more and more stuff out there. On top of that, the amount of information mm-hmm. that we're trying to deal with is impossible. I mean, it's impossible. Google is tracking somewhere around 8 billion web pages.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even all of them. That's just the percentage that they're searching.
Right.
Things like blogs. People talk about these weblogs, people out there that are keeping these diaries and giving their opinions of things on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
There are 10 million of those being tracked right now. And every day, thousands of new bunches of opinions of people are getting added to the Internet. So it's a crazy time.
You know how the Chinese spell crisis, don't you?
Yeah.
The two characters.
They
use the two characters, danger and opportunity.
Crisis, you see, isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
It can be an opportunity for people that see what's happening.
But if you're a small business owner and you're listening right now and they're hearing what you're saying, tell us how we can convert this kind of crisis into opportunity through branding.
Okay, the most important thing I think to realize is that, and Peter Drucker has said this on multiple occasions, he said that all of the activity of the corporation has to revolve around the customer, which is all about marketing or communicating value, and innovation, which means changing your model to make it more enticing and pleasurable for the customer.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else you do is an expense. It's not value added.
Mm-hmm.
Too many small businesses spend all of their days worrying about the expense portion of their business, doing the books and dealing with lawyers and dealing with accountants. All of that stuff is an expense. What we've got to focus our thoughts on as small businesses, where is the opportunity? How do I communicate my value proposition? How do I get people to come to me? How do I get them to spread the message so other people come here so I don't have to spend a lot of money on marketing and advertising?
How do we differentiate ourselves?
How do we stand out in this mm-hmm. crowded marketplace?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's where the focus needs to shift. Listen, I know I hate doing my bills. I mean, I'm a small business owner, you know, but I look at the things that don't add value to my business, and I try as hard as I possibly can to either minimize the amount of time I spend on it,
mm-hmm.
outsource it, or even figure out how to add some value to it for my customers. If I'm going to send an invoice, I'm going to make sure that that invoice reflects my personality and that mm-hmm. I'm sending out a good message with that invoice.
Tom, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Tom Asacker. He's the guy Tom Peters says is a marketing guru. How about that? 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Tom Asacker. Asacker is how you spell his last name. Ladies and gentlemen, Tom, give us your website, please.
It's aclareye, aclareye.com.
Aclareye.com, and that's the first part, the first half of his new book, A Clear Eye for Branding by Tom Asacker. Now, is that going to be available on the bookstores? In bookstores this week?
It should be. You can also get it Amazon.com, Paramount Books, all one word, .com. That's the publisher. They have them available as well.
Okay. All right, so check that out, folks. And I'm looking forward to getting my first copy, Tom. I know you'll get me an autographed copy real soon.
Yeah.
Tom, we're talking about branding in the 21st century. And as you know, you were talking about how things have changed, how things are changing. I personally think, as I've said many times before on the show, that it's not so much the change that's happening, because that's always been going on, but what's taking everybody's breath away, what's frightening so many people, is the velocity of change. And what I worry about, the people I worry about, are the people who have 20th century brands. They have the small businesses with 20th century business models and brands, and therefore legacy thinking, and consequently, you could also call it baggage, as we now stand here in the 21st century. And sometimes I look at these people trying to compete in the 21st century, Tom, and I feel like I'm looking at a deer with, you know, who's looking into the headlights. And yeah. And they're frightened. They don't know exactly what to do, but they're having a hard time modifying their behavior, making the changes necessary to compete in the 21st century. And that's happening a lot right now. And I'm worried about those folks. How do we help them?
Well, you know, the sad thing is that the large corporations who are dealing with legacy thinking and legacy behavior, people like, you know, the airline, the automotive industry, a lot of large retailers, they have the bigger challenge because they have tens of thousands of people that they have to try to get to move in a different direction. So to me, small business really has the advantage. It's just it's a way of thinking that they have to change, as opposed to moving masses of people and, you know, all these legacy retirement funds and everything else that a lot of these other companies are dealing with. And this way of thinking, let me give you an idea of the 20th century versus the 21st century way of thinking. Let's suppose that you own a small hardware store. And you see a customer walks into the store and is kind of wandering, looking a little bit lost and confused. Now, what does an owner of the store typically ask that person that they see that looks lost and confused?
Can I help you?
Right. Can I help you? Or what are you looking for?
Mm-hmm.
That's the 20th century way of doing business, which says, I sell stuff. Right, you tell me what it is, I'll direct you to the stuff.
Right.
The 21st century way of thinking about your business is to say to the person, what are you working on? And then you engage that person in the dialogue about something that they're trying to accomplish so that you can get into a deep conversation, understand what they're doing, provide expertise, services, products, you know, more than a hammer. Help them get to be more that they want to be. So today, branding, especially for small businesses, is being able to go deeper into the relationship so that the customer will give you more information about how you can help them become more of what they want to become, create more of what they want to create. The old days of hanging a shingle and selling stuff, that's gone.
I call that the Field of Dreams myth. If you build it, they will come.
As a matter of fact, I have that line in my book. I remember you saying that.
Yeah, and the thing about it is that's a death wish. That's a road to disaster to believe the Field of Dreams myth in a small business today, or any business, big business or small business.
Well, Jim, you know, a lot of people are listening to us, and I'm sure there are people that are saying, I don't buy it. I still have my customers walking in every day. And you know what? That's true. But here's the deal. People are creatures of basically four different ways of thinking. First is, we're creatures of habit, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Good enough is your competitor. I walk into the same coffee place every morning, even though I'm not excited about it, even though I hate the lines, even though the floors aren't clean. I'm a creature of habit, so I keep going to that place, all right? But I'll tell you what, I'm also a creature of curiosity and I'm a creature of pleasure, which means if somebody opened across the street and drew me, attracted me to go in there and provided a better experience, right, I would go.
Well, and the thing is, and you've got more of those kinds of stimuli today than ever before. Every one of your customers do, don't they?
Jim, you just defined what happened. The amount of choice, right? And there's a lot of smart people that are going to be leaving, and I try to tell people this all the time, that are leaving these big legacy companies with their pensions,
mm-hmm.
and they're looking for opportunities to create their own little small businesses.
That's right. Tom, so, we got a lot more to talk about. This is good stuff. Will you come back real soon and talk to us some more about this?
Oh, I'd love to, Jim. Thanks.
Give us your website one more time.
It's clear-eye.com, and you know, I really implore everyone out there, this book is a tiny little book, And it's not a textbook. It's written in a conversational
Tom, I gotta wrap it up because I got a hard break. Thanks, Tom. Tom Masecker, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.